Perfect. I'm going to start off in broadcast mode, which means you're going to be able to hear me, and we're all going to be able to hear each other for the first few minutes, because what I want to do is I want to like to take a roll call of school districts that are represented on the PowerPoint. That way, if someone's not on the webinar, we can get them the information and make sure that they do receive it. So let me first start by welcoming you, and the purpose of today's webinar is to talk about funding for persistently lowest achieving schools. Okay, thanks, and again, welcome. I am Mark Coscarella with the Michigan Department of Education, and the purpose of today's webinar is to talk about funding for persistently lowest achieving schools. I do have a few colleagues here in the room with me, and I will let them introduce themselves.
Stephen Best with the School Reform Office.
Hi, I'm Beverly Brown with the School Reform Office.
Bill Witt with a Title I statewide system as support.
And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the funding that's available, that has recently become available to MDE for PLA schools, the purpose of that funding, and then also some time for questions and answers at the end of our webinar. So again, I've mentioned that the purpose is to inform districts about the funding opportunities for PLA schools. This funding has become available for a couple of reasons. One, it is funding that is left over from the ARRA money through the 1003A funds that the state of Michigan gets. Some of the funds are funds that were allocated to schools last year that were turned back and were not spent. And also, the funds were supposed to expire September of 2011. Michigan was awarded a waiver just recently, and it does take some time for our governments to approve things sometime and to move, but regardless, we were approved the waiver for the expenditures, and therefore these funds are now available. Wish they would have been available a lot sooner, but nonetheless, they are available now to the schools that are on the persistently lowest achieving list. We've made these funds available only to schools that are on the list and did not receive a SIG grant. Knowing that these schools submitted a reform and redesign plan that was approved by the department, we felt that this was a great opportunity to provide them some funding to help implement that plan. Want to let you know that each school will receive approximately $57,000 for each building. I already mentioned that the funding source is ARRA funding through Section 1003A. Here's the following timeline for the expenditures on those funds. Schools will have until Thursday, February 2nd, to decide if they want to apply for this grant. They must submit an email to Bill Witt, and you see the email address there, that they intend to apply. That doesn't mean you have to have your budget in and everything else. That just means that you intend to apply by then. School districts that are not listed on the webinar will be contacted if you're an ISD representative and you know of schools that were on the list that don't know of this information. If you would help spread that word out, we would certainly be appreciative. We want to get the buildings the information and hopefully take advantage of the funding. The application is available in MEGS right now. The PowerPoint does say you'll be notified, and please consider this your notification. Schools can go in right now and start their application. You may ask, what do they need for their application? The only thing that we need for your application is your budget. You already have a reform redesign plan that's approved or nearly approved, and the funds are and must be used to implement that plan. So we don't need a plan other than what you've already submitted. The only thing that we'll need is a budget. We'll review those budgets and turn them around as quickly as we possibly can.
Schools who have an approved redesign plan as of now?
The funding is available to schools that are on the PLA list. If your plan is essentially approvable, in other words, we're waiting for a small amendment or something to do with the contract, we'll work with you on that. We'll take those questions, those individual questions offline to see how close you are. The application is available in MEGS, not MEGS Plus currently. Here's a real important slide that's very important to our work. The timeline, all funds must be obligated by September 30, 2012. As I said, the Michigan Department of Education applied for and received a waiver request from the US DOE allowing us to extend the availability of these funds. We can pretty much guarantee that these funds will not have another opportunity to have an extension put on it. So they must be spent by September 30th of 2012. They must be obligated. Funds certainly can be encumbered using the normal procedures and expended by 60 days past that, but they must be obligated by September 30th. And again, if you have specific questions or concerns with that, we can address those offline or also at the end. But the important part is that if you accept these funds, you understand that we have just a few months to get those spent. Again, I wish it were more time, but that's where we are right now. And the good news is that $57,000, while it's not a lot of money, seems to be a good amount of money to begin that implementation, and also not too much money where, you know, you can find some good uses for that $57,000. So hopefully it's a kind of a Goldilocks approach where it's not too big and not too small. It's just right for that timeline given. As far as monitoring the funds, the Michigan Department of Education will monitor down the drawdowns of funds. Certainly the monitors that are in the PLA schools will be keeping an eye on those funds and making sure that they're used for the intended purposes. They are subject to the 1512 reporting for ARRA, so make sure you understand that upon taking the funds. Schools that are not making good progress on their drawdowns by June 1st may have their funds recaptured and allocated to other schools. And that essentially is to ensure that the state of Michigan does not turn back funds to the U.S. Department of Education. If there comes a point where you don't think you're going to use the funds, please let us know. We'll be happy to reallocate those to other schools that can. Our guess is that many of you will be able to use these funds and use them appropriately. We do want to put in that caveat, though, that the department is very serious about making sure the funds do get obligated and spent by the deadline. As I mentioned earlier, funds must be used to support the school's redesign and reform plan. The following list are examples only of some things that the funds could be spent on. It's not limited to this list. It certainly could be other pieces of your plan that are on here, but these things are very appropriate for your plan. I know you all can read, so I'm not going to insult your intelligence by reading them all to you. But they are. It is a good list that we've seen lots of funds spent on.
So I'm furiously typing on the notes. I can answer a question here that I was typing out. Can you tell us exactly what this is called in MEGS? What we're working on, we should have out very shortly, is a guide that will walk you through how to initiate the application and complete it. We'll send that to everybody as soon as that's completed. It should be in the next few days.
So our next steps, actually what your next steps are, you want to decide on what portions of the plan that you can begin immediately between now and September 30th. Complete the application in MEGS, and there is the appropriate title in those parentheses that Bill just mentioned. That's what you would look for in MEGS, ARRA Title I School Improvement, fiscal year 2010. Once you've decided what portions you want to do, you'll have to figure out how you can spend those, and again, put that budget right into MEGS, and we'll turn it around as soon as we possibly can. We will send out very shortly, hopefully yet this week, this PowerPoint. This PowerPoint will also be uploaded to our website. We are going to record at the end questions. Actually, we're recording right now, but we're going to record the questions at the end too. So if you don't want your question recorded, simply ask it to us offline or through an email. But we do want to let you know that it is being recorded so we can put it up on the web to share with other folks. We'll also provide some guidance for allocating the funds in the form of a frequently asked questions document. And also one of our super fantastic analysts here, Ryan Starkweather, has put together a how-to PowerPoint that will walk schools through exactly where to go on MEGS and how to initiate and upload their budget amendments. We've tried to make this as easy as possible for you all. The next slide has Linda Forward's address, my email address, and Bill Witt's email address for questions and answers. You certainly are welcome to contact Deb Clemens or any of her staff, including Steve or Beverly, who's with us today, regarding the SRO plans. And at this point, we're going to open the mic up for some frequently asked questions from the group. I'm going to unmute you. So please keep in mind, you all can hear each other. We can hear you. And if you have any questions, we'd be happy to entertain those right now. Hello, any questions that you have? It is Mark. Yes, that Gail?
That's Gail and Janet Davis from Flint Garden, the principal.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Janice.
The question I have is, they put us in a room with the laptop. Will this automatically move? I forget.
Will what automatically move, Gail? The PowerPoint?
Yes.
No, we're controlling the PowerPoint from our end. We will send it to you. And then you can go back and forth and review the slides. We'll also upload the webinar to our website, and you can go back and review the webinar in totality so you can hear what we're saying as well as when you're viewing the slides.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm
sorry that happened. Yes, we're going to send out the PowerPoint to everyone, and we will also post the webinar with the recording and the PowerPoint on our website.
Okay, great.
And certainly if you have other questions, there are email addresses right there that we can answer questions. Feel free to email us. We'd be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, thanks very much.
And what were you representing? What school?
Roma Institute.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Were those the only schools that can receive help? Because I'm from the Midland, Asum, and Windover schools. And when I got this, I thought that they would both be eligible, but they are not.
The schools that are eligible are schools that were eligible on the PLA list from this last year that did not receive a SIG grant. I'm sorry about that.
And then also, just is this Anita?
Yeah.
Hi, Anita. It's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, basically what I've been doing, just as a habit, we fielded a lot of questions from our ISDs that work in the statewide system of support about they're not always aware of some things that happen that cross some program lines, like into some of the SRO stuff or the SIG stuff. So I've gotten in the habit, I will just copy in our system of support ISDs on anything that's happening to those schools. Just as an FYI.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Other questions you might have?
This is Bill Frank from Kent City.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. You mentioned that if funds aren't being spent at a good rate by the beginning of June, that they would take them back. Is that correct?
Actually, I hope I said they may take them back, in which case what we would do is we would contact the school and ask how they're coming along and have some communication, and if there seemed to be an understandable reason why those funds haven't been spent yet, for example, if you have a lot of professional development that's planned for the summer and you can assure us that those funds will be spent, we wouldn't take it away. So we left us some wiggle room by saying May, If we get to June 1st and the school hasn't drawn down any funds and they don't have a plan that sounds reasonable and makes sense and probably isn't going to spend the money, that's a point where we may make a decision to take those funds back. It depends on what you're going to do with those substitutes. If it's directly supporting your redesign reform plan, absolutely. So it might be looking at data, might be attending some professional learning. It might be working on your school improvement plan that directly aligns with your reform and redesign plan. All of those items would be absolutely approvable.
Very good. All right, that was my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Last call.
This is Cheryl Tate from Flint. We actually called in a little later, so we want to make sure that we are recognized as participants. Dr. Ganesh is myself, and Dennis Davis, the principal at Northern High School.
Hi, Cheryl. Yes, we do have you down. Thank you.
Okay. Well, because we can't go late, we'll probably go back over the handout, and then we'll probably have to forward our questions to you individually.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to help out.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much for participating. I'll see if my colleagues have any other questions or anything they would like to add.
No, I'm good.
All right, thank you for participating and taking time out of your day. Again, we will be in touch, and we hope this little bit of money goes a long way and helps you all out. Thanks. Yeah.